I'm always looking for new ways to dispense information to the most amount of people within the confines of a regulatory environment. And sometimes that's tough because a lot of times we have investigative information we can't release. There's proprietary casino information we cannot release. But there's other situations that apply to a lot of people who go to a casino, patrons, that we like to get out there. Pitching the idea internally, I didn't know how I was going to go about it, so I decided I would take the bold step of just going ahead, getting it set up, and then showing that to them and showing what was possible. And it's funny because it started off slowly. I was testing the waters of what I could do. I would have people in management very concerned about what I would potentially put on the blog, but my argument to them was, if you trust me to address the public over the phone and in person, why can't you trust me to put something out written like I do in a press release on a blog?
How did that fly?
At first, they were very discerning. They would look at the blog every day. A couple of people mentioned to me that they couldn't understand why there were items from days past on the blog, which made me realize that they did not even understand, you know, how a weblog works. And so once we got through the beginning phases of the blog, now I literally have managers coming up to me saying, we need to get this on the blog.
How were you telling the Gaming Commission story? How were you relating with media and public before you started the blog?
Well, it's a one call at a time, unless we'd have a news conference about an issue, which usually, you know, and again, we're regulatory, so it was, a news conference would be the result of something. It's never a promotional aspect for a news conference. However, I do have items that I like to promote, like, slot machines being too tight, which is a constant complaint by patrons, and we can get things out there that can explain to people how slot machines work, and that's where I like to point the blog right now.
Who's your target audience for the blog?
To be truthful, my target audience for the blog is the Missouri Gaming Commission employee. We do have an electronic,
really?
Yeah, we have an electronic newsletter that we send out, but a lot of people internally like to know what's being said about us. And without going through every morning looking through search engines on their computer, they can go right to the blog and pick out the news stories that I have posted on the blog, you know, links to the news stories, and they can read what's being said about us.
So is it sort of like has it become something like a clip service?
Well, yes, it has. And on my lazy days, it's more of a clip service than not.
You post excerpts from news items about gaming and links back to the original media source. Does that make up the bulk of what you post, or do you put other things on?
I do put other things on. As a matter of fact, you know, we added a Google Calendar to the right-hand side of my page. And at first, you know, I thought, well, I'll post commission meeting dates there. Well, then as I became more comfortable with doing that, I posted agendas on the Google Calendar. And now it's become a real tool for those in the industry, Missouri Gaming Commission employees, and other people just generally interested in what the commission is doing to access the webpage to look at our calendar.
Has this had any effect on how frequently or the timing of how you send out news releases?
We don't publish a lot of news releases here, only for the fact that most of our action comes as a result of a commission meeting or as a result of something that has happened in the world of gaming that we are reacting to. And in most instances like that, I'm getting calls before I can actually put out a news release, and we take the calls one by one as they come in.
A big part of what you do is you sort of scour the web for related stories and then, sort of aggregate those and put those on. What kind of tools do you use to keep up with all of those stories? How do you find out what's being said about the Gaming Commission?
I utilize a lot of search engines on the internet. As a matter of fact, we subscribe to newspapers here at the Gaming Commission and the business journals. The business journals seem to be the ones writing about gaming more often than anyone right now. But the search engines, of course, that's the first order of business during my day, is to come in and look through and see what's being said about the Gaming Commission, any related stories in other jurisdictions.
Does anyone else besides you contribute to the blog?
No, I am the the person who contributes. We have a lot of people now who come up to me and say, hey, you know, put these things on the blog, or hey, this is going on, can we put it on the blog? The answer is always yes, you know, for the most part. And, you know, I work closely with IT. IT maintains our website, but the blog site we view as like the gravy. You know, the website is the meat of the operation and the blog is the gravy.
Do the guys who manage the website feel like you're a little bit off the reservation? You're using TypePad to host your blog, right?
Yes, that's right. And at first it was a tough sell with IT because they thought that this should be their area. But then they realized more often than not, it's creative, you know, writing that's going into it. It's linking out news articles. It's things that I naturally do as far as public information goes that I post to the blog.
Now, back to your various audiences for a second. You said there's an internal audience, there's the media. Is the people under the Capitol Dome, the legislators, a prospective audience?
Sure, sure. And I don't think I give them enough credit as far as being a potential audience. I always look as to what is interesting to patrons and Gaming Commission employees. That's who my general message is to. I haven't really segregated into any specific groups.
Have you had any sort of interest by other state departments? Or, I mean, are there other folks? You know, is everybody okay with you doing your own thing for the Gaming Commission? Or has there been any effort to sort of bring you under the tent with the other agencies and commissions?
No, so far, you know, I've heard nothing other than I know for a fact there's been people from the lottery who looked at our blog and realized that a blog can be used in a regulatory environment, you know. And I think that's the biggest thing is that people realize, you know, just because you're a regulator doesn't mean you don't have things you can't say and can't promote on a blog.
Are you using any other social media tools? I mean, things like YouTube and Twitter has gotten to be sort of a hot thing. You looking at any of that?
Personally, we do use Twitter, but it's to post commission meeting dates.
You personally?
Yeah, that's I use it. And then I have also established a Missouri Gaming Twitter page. But again, it's just to post commission meeting dates during the course of a commission meeting when I could be Twittering. I just don't have the time to do that. I'm usually working, you know, to provide documents or some other aspect of the commission meeting.
I don't remember seeing a lot of rich media. For instance, I don't remember seeing, audio of your various news conferences, a lot of photos. Is that a conscious decision?
No, it's not. It really isn't. It's the fact that I'm a one-person shop in public information, and that a lot of times I will rely, say, for instance, just this episode that happened this last week, we opened the state's 13th gaming casino. It's River City in St. Louis. I was at the opening, but I was talking to various media members about setting up interviews with our executive director. I didn't have the time to take a picture, you know, when they were up there because I was busy getting our executive director prepared for the next series of interviews. So a lot of times that's where my media links go because they can provide the pictures that I cannot have the time to take.
Do you accept comments on your posts?
I do not accept comments, and there's good reason for that. A lot of my day is spent taking complaints from Riverboat Casino patrons, and it could be a free-for-all on my blog.
Do you think the people on the casino, the gaming side, follow your blog?
I know they do. And they look at it for, you know, the Google Calendar, see when the commission's going to meet. I post commission actions. I usually write a paragraph after the commission meeting to explain what we've done. A lot of times they'll access that.
What's with the goth black background?
The goth black background. Every once in a while, I will change my design just to toss things up a little bit and to see if anyone around the commission says anything to me about it. And as a matter of fact, I changed it to the black background. I've had the most comments on my black background of anything. People tell me it's easier to read, and the calendar on the right-hand side of the page stands out a little bit more.
And as a former FM DJ, you guys like black websites.
We do like black websites. It's in our blood. When you go about blogging, you know, you think of all the things you can do, and then you start your blog, you do all the things you've thought of, and then it's like, what's next? And then you get into kind of an area where, oh, I've got to post again on the blog. You know, what can I put up to, you know, you want to be fresh, you want to be new, you want people to keep coming back, because I check our stats on the blog, you know, once a week. And you always want something new and exciting. And that's where you really have to think outside the box. And you have to think, you know, we're regulators. What can we do now? What kind of message can we send? What's a new area that we haven't covered yet in the world of gaming that we can send out to the public on the blog?